He dropped the car keys in my shirt pocket. "I can always tell a pro," he said. "Bring your girlfriend on out and pay Tyler no mind. I think he pissed most of his brains in the toilet a long time ago." I wish I'd given Mr. Wakefield back his keys and caught a ride to the ranch with the Mexicans, like Buddy did. At 2 a.m., I was drinking coffee at the counter in the cafe and watching Bernadine put away her rags and shoe polish and brushes and lock the drawers on her stand. "Mr. Wakefield let me borrow his car. I think he used it in a movie," I said. "It's got a Merc engine in it that's all chrome."
"You're saying you want to take me home?"
"Maybe we could go out on the Powder River. The Indians say there's fish under the banks that don't have eyes."
"I can't wait to see that."
"Mr. Wakefield said we could go out to the ranch if you like."
"Is this your pickup line?"
I scratched the side of my face. I thought we'd get some bread and throw it along the edge of the current to see if the story about the blind fish is true. Fish have a strong sense of smell, even if they're blind.
"Has anyone ever told you you're a mess?"
"Actually, quite a few people have." She arched her neck and massaged a muscle, her eyes closed, her hair glistening as bright as dew on blackberries.
"What part of the South are you from, hon?"
"Who says that's where I'm from?"
"I thought that Peckerwood accent might be a clue."
"The West and the South are not the same thing. I happen to be from Dalhart, Texas. That's where the wind was invented." Her eyes smiled at me. The owner had just turned off the beer signs in the windows, and you could see Mr. Wakefield's station wagon parked at the curb.